Hello and welcome to The Gambling Files, the gambling industry's number one podcast measured by zero metrics other than what I think my mum might have thought of it. I am your host, John Bruford, and notice I use the term host, not co-host, because my dear, dear co-host, Fintan Costello, is visiting Santa. I wish I were joking, but he's actually visiting Santa. In his absence, I will probably drop the occasional superbly insensitive Irish cliche here and there. I might drop in the occasional "to be sure" or say "begorra" now and again. It's more of a tribute to Fintan than anything else. But my delightful co-host with the hair, he has enough for both of us, luckily, will be back, I guess, as soon as he submitted his list to Santa. Today on The Gambling Files TLDR, we are joined by Victoria Reed, co-founder of Better Change. Victoria, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, as we always say to our guests, to be sure, begorra, the pleasure is all ours. Victoria, what brings you to our ears today? What are we talking about?
Well, I've just recently founded co-founded a company called Better Change, which is primarily, I guess, a consultancy. We're aiming to help gambling operators with their player protection strategies and general regulatory affairs. So everything around that nature is on the list for today, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so. And it's a fairly big topic.
It sure is.
That generally attracts a polar response, and I think that's what we're fighting. That's what you're fighting. That's, you know, but it's a polar response from both sides, from the anti-gambling lobby and from the industry itself. It's this, we're not getting anywhere with polarity. We need to sit down like grown-ups.
Couldn't agree more. That was actually exactly the reason for us founding Better Change. So I came from the operator side of the industry and was actually really frustrated with being beaten around the head all the time and thought, actually, there's a better way to do this and we can act like adults. And, you know, there's a conversation that needs to happen here. As I say, that was a big reason for me jumping ship and switching sides, if you like.
Well, it's a conversation we're going to have today. So if you want to hear more from Victoria and about Better Change, and you really should. And also to hear me occasionally talk about, I don't know, possibly leprechauns or this fabulous pint of Guinness that I'm presently drinking, then join us on the RTFM episode, which is following soon. Victoria, thank you.
Thank you.
And we move on to our second guest, a very special guest. I'm very, very excited. To be fair, though, I am easily pleased. We are joined by Sergio Porcassi. Sergio is VP Casino Operations for Maho Group. He's also the MD of Casino Royale Antigua, which is a sexy, sexy new venue. Sergio, welcome to the Gambling Files podcast.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
I mean, there might only be one person listening, so, you know. Let's call them Steve. Hello, okay. Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Sergio, new casino in Antigua. I mean, Antigua sounds really horrible. What's it like working there?
No, Antigua is one of the beautiful islands of the Caribbean. Obviously, if you're a person like myself, which likes the sun 360 degrees, 365 days a year, Antigua is one location that they would provide that. It's a beautiful island. It's got beautiful beaches. It's an upcoming island, developing island. So I think it would be an epicenter of world entertainment.
It sounds terrible.
Yes.
is Casino Royale Antigua, is that a resort casino?
Yes, actually the casino is situated in the Royalton Resort, which is a beautiful five-star hotel. And the casino is just located inside the hotel premises.
Okay, so it's an existing resort that's had a casino added to it.
Correct.
Okay. If you would like to hear about Sergio's adventures with Casino Royale Antigua and telling us about this exciting new property and what a horrible place Antigua sounds to work, Join us on the RTFM episode. Sergio, thank you.
Thank you all. Looking forward to have a chat.